Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, and today I have such a beautiful guest. When I connected with Stephanie, I felt like lost soul sister. She is so loving and so giving, and I can truly feel from her that she was put on this earth to be helping other people to live life that truly feels good to them. And for people who are feeling stuck in their life, she's such a beautiful, brilliant light. So I'm super excited, Stephanie, to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited too.
Oh my gosh. For those who are watching us on a YouTube, she has such a beautiful painting behind her and I love painting. So I keep like stalking it. And is it a Paris?
It is.
Goodness, so beautiful. So let me ask you, Stephanie, before we dive really, really deep in, let me ask you one question.
Yes.
I used to teach meditation, so I love doing visual exercises. So let me take you to Paris. Let's imagine that you are in this beautiful spring sunny day in Paris. You're walking right under the Eiffel Tower. You're sipping on your favorite coffee drink and you're feeling so high on life, and there's a woman who is coming with her coffee and she's just walking there and she was like, oh my gosh, you are so radiant, I just can't help it, but I wanted to ask you, who are you? What is the one thing that you want this lady to know about you? Not about what you do, but who you really are. What would you like her to know?
Yeah, so I would immediately be like, well, I have a very giving heart and that I really honestly want to help people in every way that I can. And even more so, I really want to help people who feel that they're stuck in life, not feel stuck anymore. And one of the talents that I actually have is I love going into rooms of a lot of people and meeting every person in that room and just like, oh my gosh, I love people. I love people. So if I can be out there helping, I will.
Oh my goodness. That's like, wow. You know, I remember like years ago, I was telling like, I don't like people. I don't want to be in people. Like, even when I would be going to the event, I would be sitting in the back seat, sipping on my coffee or wine, depending what time of the day it was.
Right. You know?
Now I don't even drink, so I wouldn't be stuck with the coffee or decaf. But the thing is that like I never ever consider myself extrovert. People can believe it because now I'm, you know, I have a podcast, I'm doing live events, workshops, we're hosting our Bali retreat in just like few weeks. So people look at me and they're like, you introverted? So I truly believe that once we get to know who we really are, we can really embrace those gifts and say it's okay. It's okay to be people lover. It's okay if you love going to the nature and spending time alone. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I wonder, were you always this conscious about who you are and what are your gifts?
Oh my gosh, no. I used to be so shy. Like, I've always been a very talkative person, but I actually thought I was an introvert. Like, I honestly thought, and my friends were like, what? And so, I actually, really since I hit 30 is when I really started to find my stride and find my, where my passions really lied and really helped me. Honestly, as soon as I turned 30, something about that was like, I can be who I am. Like, there's nothing wrong with this. And nobody's going to, if people judge me, then they don't need to, you know, they don't have to hang out with me. It's okay with, there's nothing wrong with that. So, so when I hit 30 is right around the time that I was like, I got this. Like, I figured myself out. I'm ready to be friends with everybody. And even more so, I want to help everybody around me, or I mean, even people I haven't met. So
that's so beautiful. And you know, I think you're the first one who said it like this out loud, but I had the same feeling. When I came into my 30s, I started to feel like I worry less about what other people think or do or say. I started to not to worry, but care about myself. I care about how am I feeling, how I want to do things. And it's not being selfish and I don't care about others, but it's in a way that I know that when I am feeling good, when I'm feeling high on life, I'm able to impact and really help people versus me worried about people judging me and hiding and what would people think or say. I don't care.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
There's nothing empowering about it.
It is. And I think that it might also come with age, because many clients that I work with one-on-one, they are in their 20s, you know, like later 20s or mid-20s, and they're like, you know, really conscious about themselves. And it feels like the midlife crisis for women when they realize I'm meant for more than what I'm actually experiencing right now.
Yes.
And I want to know what the more is in my life and how to live it. That's the important thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get this feeling inside we are meant for more. We kind of get the feeling of what that more could be, but then we put it in the back burner and we don't live it. And it's so painful, you know, so painful to be watching other people. And like you say, you love helping people to be unstuck in their life.
Yes.
It's so sad to be watching people who are not living in their purpose.
I totally agree with that. Well, and there's a lot of people who are stuck back, like basically stuck in their heads about how they were raised as a child, and something back then really messed them up. And so therefore they think they can't do something more with their lives because of something that had happened as a child or even as an adult. And so they're like almost stuck with this mentality of they're stuck with where they're at. But the reality is anybody who really wants to, and anybody who really has a drive can get out of that way and really honestly get to a different level as themselves. And whether that be somebody somebody might want their higher self, maybe somebody that works at Starbucks, it could be somebody who is on stages around the world. Who knows what that higher self is, but nobody is stuck where they're at currently. And that is something that, that I really feel like a lot of people will say, well, as a child, I was stuck here and therefore I'm still stuck. Mm-hmm. And that's where I find it very liberating to have these women and men just really get to that next level.
So let me ask you, Stefan, because you are like living and walking proof of it. What can people do when they're feeling stuck in life? What are some things or tools or exercises that helped you on your journey to get back into the flow and really live this freedom to be yourself?
Yeah. So actually it's really, that's a great question because something that I've been working on a lot lately is, well, how did I really get to that next level and be okay with it? Because that one, being okay with something is a whole different level. So something I did was basically I did an acronym and it was HEART. Okay. And so the acronym is H, and that is heal. So look for what's in your heart to see what you don't love and what you don't like currently, and see what exactly it is for its true self. E is evaluation. Evaluation of the situation in depth with strategic tools like an analysis or a SWOT analysis or personality analysis to really look into that evaluation of where you're at currently. Action, A, action. Action is key. If you don't have action, then you're not making a change or you're not making that difference for yourself. So once you have evaluated the situation and have a way to implement the change, action, do it today. R, results. Reassess the action and make sure it's what the end results you are actually looking for. Because if you're heading in a direction, it's not the right one, then you need to reevaluate. And the last one for me is T, thankful for the opportunity to make the change and for the recognizing the change needs to be made. And even more so that you took the action, because not everybody takes the action to make the changes that they need.
Oh my goodness. This is so good. This is so good.
Thanks.
It's like step by step. And you know what? Like, I love acronyms. I just love playing with the words, you know, so it's so beautiful. And I truly believe that no matter where you are or whatever you do in your life, you really get to start with the healing first. You really get to heal the past. You really have to heal in order to be able to move and take any action. So this is so beautiful.
Thanks.
I love that. So I will definitely include this in the show notes so people can really think about it. What in their life has to be healed, then evaluate it and take action, look at the results, and really being thankful. Really, you know, I really love that you put it like the ending, the thankfulness, because I see it in myself and also with many of my one-on-one coaching clients. They're world changers. They know they came here to change the world. They want to create the impact, and they're going from goal, from achievement to next one, to the next one, to the next one. They don't take the time to acknowledge themselves. They don't take the time to look back and really see the progress, because they're already immersed in the next thing that gets to be done. So I'm just like this break. I'm like, girl, you got to pause. Girl, when are you going to acknowledge yourself? And one thing that I always tell them, it's go to the mirror and tell yourself the things that you're proud of yourself and that you really can acknowledge yourself. Because if not, what is it good for to do all these things?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so beautiful. So let me ask you, Stephanie, what are some of your daily practices that are not negotiable for you, so you can stay in the flow, so you can stay instill the movement, so you're not feeling stuck in a place?
Absolutely. So one of the things I do every single morning is positive affirmations. So I don't have extra time usually to sit there and watch a movie or something that's positive affirmations. So I have it on my phone while I'm doing my makeup, because most people do makeup or hair or something, right? So as I'm getting ready, I have the positive affirmations, and I usually listen to a one that's a health, wealth, and happiness positive affirmation. And it's all about a whole life of that I've always wished for and moving towards. And every single day I play that, it reminds me, oh yes, this is where I'm going for. So it gives me a great positive way to start the day. Another thing for me is I listen to, so I have a 2-hour drive every single day. Yes. So to work an hour and then a back home an hour. So that 2-hour drive for me, I've made it into a university. And so basically I learned French this year because I have a 2-hour drive. Yeah. Like just all this really great stuff. So there's always time to make what is important going to happen. It's that's how it is. And something else that I also do is making daily tasks. So literally I have little checklists of everything I do every single day. And that's for work, that's for home, that's for all the different businesses I run. And every single time I literally know exactly what I'm going to do. So I do like 20 different things in one day that, you know, that are on my checklist.
No worries. Yes. And that's the thing, you know, like, you get to know what is non-negotiable for you. And you know, like the babies and the behind the scenes, that's how real life is. Come on.
It is. It is.
Life blend. And I really love that you're doing the positive affirmations, because I remember when I did felt stuck in my life that I really didn't know what direction to go. I wanted to see and hear what is possible. So I was listening to motivational videos, and that is how I did it, girl, like makeup, hair, and listening to Tony Robbins, Les Brown, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oprah, and all of the people who were living the life that I once wanted to live.
I want to ask you something.
I really love that you are making it negotiable, because that's how you're able to run your family and run your business. That's absolutely amazing. So let me ask you last thing.
What is the one thing you would say to the women who are still not living their purpose and they're feeling stuck in their life? What would you tell them they can do?
Yeah, so I would say 100%, if you're feeling stuck, typically speaking, most people have a hard time reaching out to ask for help, right? And so I would say, reach out to your community, find a group of women that actually care about you and want to help you, because there is somebody in your area that wants to help you with whatever you're trying to achieve. And there's people in each community that knows the right person that you're supposed to be connected with. And so if you're connected and you feel loved and you feel appreciated and you feel like you're a part of a community, you're more likely to move to that next level, to have better steps heading in a better direction, and to get out of your way and being unstuck.
That's so beautiful. It's so beautiful, because I feel that when we have the feeling of stuckness, it's because we're isolating ourselves and we think we have to do it all alone. So knowing that there are other people who walk through that, or people who just want to support you, it's so beautiful. And I know you are a queen of this. You have your own huge, beautiful community. So tell other listeners, what are your favorite places online to hang out so they can come to see you?
Yeah, so so one of the places that I love to be is Empower Hour. So we have a wonderful women's group that is highly involved online, but also physically in communities. We have several branches, and we really honestly are the people that when you walk into a building, you feel immediately loved and you're getting hugs. And I mean, some people don't like hugs, but you know, you're immediately shown that love and attention that you don't sometimes get elsewhere. So for me, Empower Hour has been a vital success because there's no judgment and it's nothing but love shown in that group.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I love it so much. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for all the work that you are doing. Is there any last words that coming up for you?
I would say, honestly, like, anybody who feels stuck in their way right now, honestly, if you are having a hard time, please reach out to any community, but you're always welcome to reach out to ours. And I promise we'll get back to you as soon as possible. We help homeless women and children all the time. So we are 100% wanting to help anybody. So if you need the help, you know, we're here for you.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. I appreciate you and I love all the work you are doing. So keep shining. The world needs people lovers like you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.